Another controversy relates to the Curia. Several Vatican officials, clerical and lay, are being investigated by the city-state's prosecutors in connection with the purchase of a building in London that was partly financed using donations from the faithful. Prosecutors are reportedly considering bringing charges that could include extortion. In October 2019, Vatican gendarmes raided the offices of the department that bought the property. The Secretariat of State, the preeminent branch of the Vatican bureaucracy, which combines the roles of Prime Minister's Office and Foreign Ministry. Most damagingly for the Vatican's international credibility, the Holy See's own regulatory authority was also raided in connection with the case, and its director, Tommaso Di Ruzza, put under investigation. Why remains unclear. No charges have since been brought against any of the suspects. Now known as the Supervisory and Financial Information Authority, the Vatican's regulator combines the roles of Banking Watchdog and Financial Intelligence Unit, or FIU. Documents and data seized by the police included confidential information that foreign FIUs had sent to the Vatican. The Egmont Group, a network of most of the world's FIUs, promptly excluded the Vatican regulator from its information-sharing mechanism and only reinstated it after the authority had brokered a deal with the prosecutors aimed at preventing similar episodes in future. The raid appeared to breach an established norm that FIUs should have the freedom to decide which cases of suspected financial jiggery-pokery should go to court. Whether coincidentally or not, on July 14th, Germany's FIU in Cologne was searched on the orders of prosecutors who suspected its employees of having failed to refer for prosecution the suspected laundering of some 1.7 million euros. Whether laws were broken in the complex transactions surrounding the London property deal is yet to be proven. But the affair highlights a key problem. The Curia has a sovereign wealth fund, the administration of the patrimony of the Apostolic See, through which the Vatican's investments might be expected to be channeled. Yet it is dotted with departments jealously guarding substantial pots of cash that are either undeclared or unquantified. Cardinal George Pell, the first head of the Vatican's finance ministry, the Secretariat for the Economy, revealed in 2014 that he had found hundreds of millions of euros tucked away in accounts off the Vatican's balance sheet. The cardinal, who was later charged with sexual assault in his native Australia, tried, convicted, and acquitted on appeal, said that it was impossible for anyone to know accurately what was going on overall. Moneyval's inspectors will need to work out how much, if at all, the situation has changed since then. An almighty task.